For all revelation comes from the river, and the river is the Holy Spirit himself. And so we need to be open to revelation, but revelation blesses the many. If God gives me a revelation, it's not so that I might become a fat cat. It's a revelation for his people. It's a revelation to bring blessing. It's a revelation that's not only for me, but it's a revelation that has an open end to bring blessing to others. You see, the chapel isn't for them alone, but for the people and the retreatants who will be on the retreat. And the bishop loves them. They have Blessed Sacrament and everything, because they've proven to be trustworthy. John said, "Behold the Lamb of God." John knew that this was the Lamb that would take away the sins of the world, because by revelation, the Lord said, the one whom the Spirit of God descends is the one who will baptize with the Holy Spirit. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128.
But the Lord spoke to me and told me that I am raising up
Africa
to lead the rest of the world spiritually and economically.
Yeah. Woo!
Hey!
Hallelujah!
And I'm very happy to be a part. And if the Lord's willing, you will see a lot of me. And we'll have good times together. The mission I'm on this trip, is aimed at men. In the United States, as in Africa, our society is in trouble because of the breakdown of the family. And we believe the reason for the breakdown in the family is because of the childishness and immaturity of men. As a man, I've had to grow up, and I'm still growing up, and taking my place in my family, in my church, and in my community. God is holding us, the men in the church, to be responsible to lead our communities into a kingdom kind of life. God has ordained that we should be prosperous, that we should be in dominion, not limited by our color, not limited by our race, or boundaries, but unlimited and willing to produce according to God's power. And in Jesus' name, it's going to happen. Turn with me to Matthew 15, and we're going to get into the Word. Let's pray together. Father, I thank you for the Word. Lord, your Word is our life. And we ask that you would give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in a knowledge of you, the eyes of our understanding being enlightened, that we may know the hope of your calling, the glory of the inheritance, of your inheritance, of the saints, and the exceeding greatness
na hata ukuu nao zaidi
of your power
nguvu zako
toward us
kwetu sisi
who believe
wala wanaamini
or fill us
babu
with a knowledge of your will
na hata kwa hekima ya mapenzi yako
in all wisdom
katika hekima
in spiritual understanding
katika haja kuelewa kiroho
and cause us to know
waje tupate kujua
your will for us
mapenzi yako kwetu sisi
in the earth
hapa duniani
in Jesus name
katika jina la Yesu
amen
amina.
I'm going to start reading at the first verse
naanzia aya ya kwanza
of Matthew 15
Matayo 15.
Then the scribes and the Pharisees who were from Jerusalem came to Jesus saying
ndipo mafarisayo na waandishi kutoka Yerusalemu walipomwendea Yesu wakisema
why do your disciples transgress the tradition of the elders?
Mbona wanafunzi wako huyaalifu mapokeo ya wazee?
For they do not wash their hands.
Kwa maana hawanawi mikono wanapochakula.
When they eat bread.
Wanapochakula.
He answered and said to them,
akajibu akawaambia,
why do you also transgress the commandment of God?
Mbona ninyi nanyi huyaalifu amri ya Mungu?
Because of your tradition.
Kwa ajili ya mapokeo yenu.
Now go to verse 7.
Aya ya 7.
6.
Aya.
Verse 6.
Fungu 16 aya ya 6.
The last part of this verse.
Mwisho wa aya hiyo.
Says you have made the commandment of God.
Mmeyafanya maagano ya Mungu.
Of no effect.
Yasiwe na maana.
By your tradition.
Kwa sababu ya mapokeo yenu.
Now we all have traditions.
Sisi wote tuna mapokeo ama desturi.
And tradition is simply what we do.
Desturi kwa ufupi huwa ni kile ambacho tunatenda.
And most of the things that we do,
na baadhi ya mambo ambayo tunayatenda,
have been handed down by ancestors.
Yamepeanwa kwetu na vizazi vile vyetu vya zamani.
Now Jesus said,
Yesu akasema,
it's what we do
kila tunachotenda
that makes his word ineffective.
Na tena neno lake lisipokuwa na maana.
In other words,
kwa maneno mengine,
what you have right now,
kile ambacho nacho,
is because of what you're doing right now.
Ni kwa sababu ya kile unachotenda wakati huu.
If you want something different,
ukitembea kitu tofauti,
you have to do something different.
Lazima utende kitu tofauti.
And so if the word,
maneno,
does not change what you do,
hatabadilisha unachotenda,
your life won't change.
Maisha yako hayatabadilika.
Even though you're a Christian.
Licha wewe ni Mkristo.
And so we change what we're doing.
Tunabadilisha tunachotenda.
And we change what we have.
Na tunabadilisha tulionacho.
Look at someone and tell them.
Mwangalie mtu mwambie.
If you want something different.
Kama unatembea kitu tofauti.
You have to do something different.
Utatenda kitu tofauti. Mwambie mwenzako.
Amen.
Amen.
And so we're going to examine
kila ambacho tunaenda kutazama kitu
what we men do
kila ambacho tunatenda
that causes the word to be ineffective.
Inafanya neno la Mungu lisiwe la maana.
I heard something really great one day.
Nilisikia kitu wakati mmoja.
And that is
na hilo ni kwamba
that God loves me so much.
Kwamba Mungu ananipenda mno.
That he accepts me just the way I am.
Ananikubali jinsi nilivyo.
But he loves me too much.
Lakini ananipenda zaidi
to leave me that way.
Kuniacha tu niwe katika hali hiyo.
And so I had to understand.
Kwa hivyo nilikuwa lazima nielewe.
That God wants me to change.
Kwamba Mungu ananipenda.
He says in Jeremiah 29.
Anasema katika Yeremia 29.
That I know my thoughts towards you.
Najua mawazo yangu kwako.
Thoughts of peace.
Mawazo ya amani.
And not of evil.
Asiye ya maovu.
To give you an expected end.
Akupe mwisho unaotarajika.
To give you a future.
Akupe siku za uzoni.
And a hope.
Na hata tumaini.
One of the most important things to me.
Hivyo hivi naleta vitu kwangu.
About the gospel.
Juu ya injili.
Is that everything I see.
Kwamba kila kitu ni.
Can change.
Sinaweza badilika.
And that no matter what my condition is today,
haijalishi ni kipi katika leo hii,
God has a better future for me.
Mungu ana siku za usoni ambazo za maana kwangu.
And that my tomorrow
zaidi tena
is better than my today.
zaidi ya vile hivyo vyema leo.
And that the path of the just
kwamba huyo ambaye mwenye haki
is as the shining light,
ni kama kana kwamba kitu ambacho kinang'ara,
which shines more and more,
jua ambayo inang'aa zaidi zaidi,
until the day of perfection,
na hata siku ya kukamilika.
I am going to be better next year,
nitakuwa mwema zaidi mwaka ujao,
than I am today,
zaidi ya vile niko leo hii.
Healthier.
Sorry?
Healthier. Better condition.
Nitakuwa katika hali nzuri.
More money.
Pesa zaidi.
Amen.
Amina.
The most important thing we need to know,
kitu cha maana tunastahili kujua,
is that we need to change.
Kwamba lazima tunahitaji badiliko.
What doesn't change,
ambacho hakiwezi kubadilika,
doesn't grow,
hakiwezi kukua.
And what doesn't grow,
na kile ambacho hakikui,
dies,
kinakufa.
You cannot stay in the same place,
huwezi ukabakia mahali hapo hapo tu,
in the things of God,
katika mambo ya Mungu.
You are either advancing,
lazima unasonga,
or you are moving backwards,
ama unarudi nyuma.
You are either getting better,
unazidi kuwa mwema zaidi,
or you're getting worse,
ama unakuwa muovu sana.
So let's get better, right?
Hebu tupate ujiandae. Kwa hivyo
change,
mabadiliko,
normally occurs,
wakati mmoja huja,
in crisis,
katika wakati wa misukosuko,
in difficulty,
wakati mgumu.
Because crisis,
maana misukosuko,
forces us to face reality,
hutufanya tupate kukabiliana na ukweli wa mambo.
When I'm happy,
wakati nina furaha,
I'm not aware of what I need to do.
Mimi sijui kila ambacho nastahili kufanya.
But when a hard time comes,
kila wakati na siku katika wakati mgumu,
I become aware,
ninakuwa mwangalifu,
of my shortcomings,
niuhusu mwenyewe,
of what I need to change,
kwamba nahitaji badiliko.
So as a man,
kwa hivyo kama mtu,
I cannot be afraid,
naweza kuwa na hofu,
of hard times,
ya wakati mgumu.
They simply teach me,
ili huwa ananifunza,
that I need to change,
kwamba nahitaji badiliko.
And if change is normal,
kama mabadiliko ni kawaida,
to my life,
kwa maisha yangu,
then that means crisis is normal,
kwamba misukosuko nayo imebadilika,
to my life,
kwa maisha yangu.
I shouldn't run from trouble,
sitaki nitoke kutoka shida.
That's what makes me a man,
hilo ndio linanifanya mimi kuwa mwanamume.
God created me,
Mungu aliniumba,
to solve problems,
nipate kupambana shida,
not to run from them,
sio kutoka kwa shida.
God made me,
Mungu aliniumba,
to fix problems,
nipate kukabiliana na shida,
not fix blame,
sio tu nipate kulaumu,
not point the finger,
sio kuponyesha vidole,
but find solutions,
sababu na shida, kushindwa,
to the problems,
kwa shida,
in my life,
maisha yangu,
in my family's life,
na jamii, na maisha jamii yangu,
in my church,
kanisa langu,
and in my community,
na hata katika jamii yangu.
Well, let's talk about change.
Hebu tuzungumze kuhusu mabadiliko.
You can either lead change,
unaweza kumimina mabadiliko,
or change can lead you,
ama mabadiliko yanaweza kukuongoza.
An example of change leading you is the doctor telling you, if you don't stop smoking, you're going to die.
Basi mabadiliko kuambia ama kupunguza sema kwamba kama hutakomesha kuvuta sigara utakufa.
You leading change is you deciding to stop smoking.
Unalazimwa utafute mabadiliko unapoamua kukosa kuendelea kuvuta sigara.
Your ability to lead change,
uwezo wako wa kufanya mabadiliko,
will determine your success in life.
Utauzisha ushindi wako katika maisha.
The only way I know the changes I need to make,
jato manajua kama mabadiliko lazima niyafanye,
is because of vision,
ni kwa sababu ya maono.
The only reason for discipline in my life,
wabasi kuna nidhamu katika maisha yangu,
is because of vision,
kwa sababu ya maono.
If you don't have vision,
kama hauna maono,
if you don't have a hope,
kama hauna tumaini,
if you don't have a goal,
kama hauna malengo,
there's no reason to discipline,
hakuna njia utapata nidhamu.
So what I'm doing today,
ile ninachofanya leo hii,
is because of what I expect tomorrow,
ni kwa sababu yale ambayo natazamia kesho.
The blessed thing about a Christian, the good thing about being a Christian,
basi jambo zuri kwa Mkristo,
is that I'm able to live,
ili nipate kuishi,
today,
leo,
attached to my future,
ili iwe kwa sababu ya siku za usoni.
And knowing that what I'm doing today,
ikijua
is creating for me a future.
Yananichengea siku za uzoni.
Every act of obedience.
Kila tendo la kutii.
To God. Every act of obedience.
Kila tendo la kutii kwa Mungu.
To God.
Kwa Mungu.
Creates a harvest.
Inaleta ndani yetu.
Every time I give.
Kila wakati natoa.
I have scheduled.
Nina mpango.
A blessing for myself.
Baraka kwa ajili ya maisha yangu.
Every act of disobedience.
Kila hali ya kutotii.
Schedules calamity.
Inaleta hali ya uovu.
When I obey my pastor.
Napomtii mchungaji wangu.
And the word.
Na hata neno.
And bring my tithes.
Na nileta fungu langu la kumi.
And my offerings.
Na hata matoleo yangu.
I have scheduled myself.
Nimepanga kuweka mpango kwa maisha yangu.
A harvest in the future.
Basi kupavuna siku zijazo.
Every time I disobey,
kila wakati nakosa kutii,
and withhold,
na kushikilia,
I have made an appointment,
nimeweka mapatano,
with lack,
na kutokuwa navyo.
The reason I may not have enough today,
kila ambacho nimefanya niko na ya kutosha leo,
is because I didn't obey a while ago.
Ni kwa sababu sikukosa kulitii neno la Mungu.
But I can control my harvest.
Nilitenda hivyo na hata hivyo na mavuno yangu.
I determine my harvest.
Natazamia mavuno yangu.
With my seed.
Na ile mbegu naipanda.
Now when change is necessary.
Wakati mabadiliko yanatakiwa.
To not change.
Kama utabadilisha.
Is destruction.
Ni uharibifu.
The most important thing we can do as men.
Kitu cha maana tunatakiwa kutenda kama wanaume.
Is to love.
Ni kupenda.
To love God.
Penda Mungu.
To love our wives.
Penda wake zetu.
Our children.
Watoto wetu.
Our church.
Kanisa letu.
And our community.
Na hata jamii yetu kwa jumla.
In 1 Corinthians chapter 13.
Wakorintho wa kwanza fungu 13.
It teaches about love.
Inafunza kuhusu upendo.
And towards the end of the chapter.
Na mwisho wa fungu hilo.
It teaches us that love.
Inafunza kwa upendo.
Is something for mature people.
Ni kitu ambacho cha wale watu ambao wamekoma.
And he said that when I was a child.
Nasema nilipokuwa mtoto.
I behaved as a child.
Nilikuwa na tabia kama za mtoto.
But when I became a man.
Nilipokuwa mtu mzima.
I put away childish things. That is time.
Kama ni wakati.
To put away childish things.
Weka utoto kando. Mwangalie mwanaume mwambie ni wakati wa kuweka kando mambo ya utoto.
Amen.
Amen.
Now the women will have to promise me.
Bas ume lazima waka lazima wapate kuahidi.
That you won't beat the men up. That you won't beat the men up.
Kwamba hata kupiga.
With what I'm teaching.
Na kina ambacho nafunza.
Okay, let's look at the characteristics of a child.
Hebu tuone vipengele vya kanisa ama mtoto tafadhali.
I'm going to give you 7 characteristics of a child.
Nitawapa vipengele 7 vya tabia za utoto.
Number 1.
Habari ya kwanza.
A child.
Mtoto.
Is the center of his own universe. He's the center of his own universe.
Basi yeye ni kati ya ulimwengu mzima.
Everything revolves around him.
Kila kitu kinazunguka kwake tu.
When a baby is hungry.
Wakati mtoto anaona njaa.
Or wet.
Ama pengine amejitia mkojo.
He doesn't think that maybe my mom needs rest.
Anaweza kutazama pengine mama.
Or maybe it's a bad time to cry.
Pengine ni wakati mbaya kama ilivyokuwa.
Please turn over the cassette.
He doesn't think that maybe my mom needs rest.
Anaweza kutazama pengine mama.
Or maybe it's a bad time to cry.
Pengine ni wakati mbaya kama ilivyokuwa.
He cries.
Analia.
Because he is the center.
Maana yeye.
Of his universe.
Yeye ni kati ya ulimwengu wake.
He is the most important person.
Yeye ni mtu wa muhimu kabisa.
To himself.
Wake mwenyewe.
So he is the center.
Yeye tu yeye ni kati.
Everybody has to adjust to him.
Kila mtu tu lazima awe tukana yeye.
Number 2.
Mbali ya pili.
A child.
Mtoto.
Is insensitive.
Yeye huwa anasisitisha.
To what others need.
Kwa wale wengine kabila vitu anahitaji.
He's not thinking about what others need.
Yeye afikiri kuhusu yale watu wengine wanafikiria.
He only thinks about what he needs.
Yeye tu anatazamia kile anachotaka tu.
Thirdly,
jambo la tatu,
a child,
mtoto,
demands his own way.
anatamani tu njia zake mwenyewe.
He doesn't understand. That things are going to not go his way sometimes. And when things don't go his way, he does number four. Temper tantrums. Yes, a child has temper tantrums going on.
Wakati mtoto ana ile za kuenda hali ya kupanda na kushuka.
Temper.
Hali yake pengine asira zake huwa zayayuka zapanda na kushuka.
Temper tantrums. He throws temper tantrums like a little kid. A child throws temper.
Baya yake kama mtoto.
He's going to upset life for everybody. Because he's not happy. Number five. A child is unreasonable. His demands don't make sense. If you left it up to a child, they would only eat candy. Candy, sweets. Sweets for breakfast.
Peremende.
Sweets for lunch.
Peremende wakati mchana.
And sweets for dinner.
Na hata peremende wakati jioni.
Because he has no understanding.
Maana hilo ndo naelewa tu.
Number six.
Bali ya sita.
A child is irresponsible.
Mtoto hata hausiki.
They can make a mess.
Hata kifanya makosa.
But they don't know how it happened.
Hawajui jinsi ilitendeka.
They can get bad grades. But it wasn't their fault. The teacher didn't like them. They didn't have favor. So they're not responsible. Number seven. A child is only subject
mtoto tu anahusika
to concrete authority.
Katika kutii mamlaka.
When Joel was 2 years old, he didn't understand staying out of the street. He wanted to ride his bike in the street. And I had to tell him no. But he didn't know why. So when he would ride in the street, I would spank him. And then he would stay out of the street. Because the child has no understanding and has to be subject to concrete authority. When a grown man has to go to jail, it means he's only subject to concrete authority, which means he's immature. Now let me give you seven characteristics of a real man. Number one, Christ is the center of his universe. He relates to everyone based on what the Word says. He treats his wife the way the Bible says. He relates to his children the way the Bible says. Number two, he is sensitive to the Holy Spirit. How can you lead someone? How can you lead your family if you can't hear the voice of God? The Lord is your shepherd. He said, my sheep know my voice. If we don't know the voice of God as men, we can't lead our society because we don't know where we're going. Number three, he submits to God's way. We need to know the ways of God. It is good to experience the anointing. I love the presence of God. The Bible says in his presence, there is fullness of joy. But you can know his presence and not know his ways. And the Bible says that the children of Israel died in the wilderness because they didn't know his ways. God never gives you victory before victory comes. It never looks like we're going to win. God never consults your past when determining your future. That's why it's hard for us to hear his voice sometimes, because he speaks too big for us. We think we can't do it. We've never done it. We've never done what God's telling us to do. Our family hasn't. But God doesn't look at that. He's looking at what he has put in you that people can't see. He leads you to take occupied land. Whatever God sends you to, there are going to be obstacles. It's never going to look like you can make it. So we have to simply obey him and take the land. There was a time before you had this great building when nobody believed you could get this building. But God did it. And he's going to keep doing things. And you are going to be a sign and a wonder in this neighborhood, in this city, because the invisible word, the things of the spirit, which man cannot see, are inside of you. You are pregnant. You are expecting. Your future is inside of you. But pregnancy and birth comes with labor pain. So when the labor pains come, know that the baby's coming. Know that my future's coming. Just go on through it. Somebody ought to give the Lord a shout up in here. Hey! Thank you, Lord. His ways. When the Lord called me to preach, I told the Lord that I hadn't been to school. There were no preachers in my family. I had no heritage of a preacher. I didn't see myself as a preacher. But God said, I called you. I'll give you an assignment. I'll give you something to say. I said, how can I preach in my hometown around the same people that I had used drugs with? Drugs or narcotics. The same people I had committed adultery with. You better help me out, Pastor. I'm in trouble.
Just continue.
The same people I've gotten high with. The same people I committed adultery with. So how can I turn and pastor these people? And God told me that what I've done in you, man can't see it. But they will see it. And he says, I call the lowly. I call the lowly. And I raise them up as a sign and a wonder. So
it
doesn't matter where you are now. You hear God. You listen to his voice. Because in his word is the power to make what he said come to pass. come to pass. Amen.
Amen.
The fourth thing is that a real man, he puts away anger. The Bible says to be angry and sin not. I know there are people who get on your nerves. I know there are people who bother you. But the Bible calls us to put away anger. The Bible says that a man who can't rule his own spirit is like a city without walls. The devil can attack you anytime and bring you under his power because you can't rule your spirit. It's impossible to get away from people who get on your nerves, who bother you, who irritate you. So you have to be stronger and put away anger. Number five, he's reasonable. You can work with it.